Well, good morning, and may I say, Merry Christmas Eve. Here we are, December the 24th. We're going to jump right back into our story from Luke chapter 2. Today's entry is entitled Hearers, Believers, and Preachers. And we're going to end today with our last verse from number 162, O come, Emmanuel. So get ready to sing that last verse and chorus with me as Christmas Eve has arrived. Hear the words, Luke 2, 16 through 18. So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Consider this, of all the jobs the shepherds had in their daily to-do list, one of the utmost important tasks to do was this, to take care of and to provide for the sheep. Right? Makes perfect sense. However, when news comes to them that Jesus was in their midst, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, had come into their world, what they thought was primary became secondary. Why? Because when Jesus is in your midst, you quickly discover that he is the most necessary and important thing. So what did the shepherds do? Luke records that they hurried off. Now, notice what they didn't do. They didn't brush aside the angelic encounter as a reaction to some bad hummus they had the night before. They didn't huddle up together and discuss the pros and cons of whether they should heed the angel's directions. No, they didn't even pause, ponder, and then reply, perhaps we should pray for further direction. When they heard the good news, they acted on it. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus told the story of a shepherd who would leave the 99 sheep to go after the stray one. How beautiful that here the shepherds left their flock to go after one single lamb, the Lamb of God. They find themselves in the presence of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, wondering and marveling in awe. And then they left and they spread the exciting word, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were said just as they had been told. Luke 2:20. The shepherds were the first hearers, the first believers, and the first preachers of the Christmas gospel. Let's talk about that for a minute. You know, God broke the wall between heaven and earth, delivering the good news, and that good news went straight to their hearts. They not only heard the message, but they received the message. The Christmas gospel went from head to heart, and then heart to feet as it went through them. And they experienced it for themselves. Isn't that the beauty that awaits us all on this Christmas Eve? You know, it's one thing to hear about Jesus and peek inside the manger this evening and think to ourselves, what a lovely and beautiful story. Yet the truth is, this story, my friends, it doesn't just call us to look back at the birth of Christ. It moves us to discover that Jesus desires to be born within each of us. We can attend Christmas Eve services for every single year we're alive. Yet, if Christ is never born in our hearts, I would wager to say we've missed the story completely. Jesus, who was born in the world, desires to find his way into your heart. That's the beauty that finds us on this Christmas Eve. My friends, today, if you're attending a Christmas Eve service, here's my encouragement. Don't just watch it as a spectator. As we've spent time these 24 days talking about childlike wonder and the wonder of it all, my friends, it's too good to watch from a distance. See yourself inside this story. It's good news. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, on this Christmas Eve, may we gather in awe of the childlike wonder found in the story of Jesus' birth. And may we embrace the joy and the innocence of that holy night, and may it ignite our faith. May it warm our hearts and bring hope unto us all. And God's people said, amen. Here's some questions today on this Christmas Eve. What did the shepherds do after they found the baby in the manger? And what example does this set for those who find Jesus today? Another good question to ask, where does this story encourage you And where does this story challenge you within your own context today? All right, on this Christmas Eve, let's finish up this hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Verse number 6. O come, desire of nations bind, all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease. Fill all the world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come on again. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.